This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
So you know how we've been covering here on the Midas Touch Network that after the criminal trial either concludes for an afternoon break or concludes for the day, Donald Trump goes out there to the media, and it looks like his team has made him a picture book of positive headlines, and then he flips through the positive headlines about him that are kind of cherry-picked by his team, and then he reads those to the media. Well, we're now learning more about that and the individual who he has paid on his team about $105,000, over $8,000 a month, to basically go and give him positive headlines about himself, put it in a picture book for him so he can flip through, and then he goes through the articles too with his Sharpie, and he removes aspects of the articles that he doesn't like. So when they post it on his social media platform, it only has the aspects that he actually likes from the article on there. And we've previously been covering over 25 separate incidents recently where Donald Trump has posted manipulated articles on his social media platform. So as we always kind of introduce to you the new cast of characters in Donald Trump's world, let me introduce to you somebody by the name of Natalie Harp. There's Natalie Harp there. She was hired by Donald Trump in March of 2022. And you may see her in the video clips that we show. Sometimes when Donald Trump's in the golf course, Natalie Harp follows Donald Trump in a golf cart behind Trump's cart with a portable printer to print articles from right-wing media that are viewed as flattering to Donald Trump. And then he goes with his Sharpie and he still removes portions that he doesn't like. But her job is quite literally to follow Donald Trump with a portable printer, print out articles that she thinks he'll like, give him the articles, and then he sits there with his Sharpie. And she's been a mainstay at the Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial with her portable printer, where she goes out during breaks and she'll come back in and give these articles to Donald Trump. And then he'll sit there during the jury selection process and he'll be kind of hunched over and he'll look like he's writing things. And you know, and what he's actually doing is he's editing and manipulating the articles. It appears that that's at least what he's doing based on what he's posting, that is, on his social media platform. But then he goes out and he shows these articles to the press. Again, we can look at the FEC filing so we can see what Donald Trump's paying her, what Mr. and Mrs. Magadoni, in addition to paying for Alina Habba's lavish vacations in St. Bart's by paying her about $3.5 to $5 million. Natalie Harp, for her job of following Trump with a portable printer and printing these articles, is getting over $8,000 a month, being paid over $105,000 to date. You know, but having her make this book, doesn't this kind of remind you of, and we've heard from the Trump insiders that we've brought on this network, but like, remember when Donald Trump displayed the Hurricane Dorian map and then doctored it with a Sharpie because he wanted to try to show that the path of the hurricane comported with his unscientific view of where he had previously said it was going to go versus on what actually the meteorologists and scientists said of the path. So he took a Sharpie and extended the path of the hurricane. That's a version of what Donald Trump is doing. And it gives you an insight into just kind of his overall mindset. And as Ron Filipkowski, our editor-in-chief, stated, when you need to have someone scour the internet all day looking for positive articles to print out to feed you all day, you have the fragilest ego imaginable. What a weak, pathetic, insecure, petty, small man. No wonder why he paints his face orange. And this, from Futurism's The Bite. Trump has an aide who follows him around with a wireless printer to print out good news from the internet. Hat tip there to Victor Tangerman. This week at the Stormy Daniels hush money trial, that's what they call it. We don't call it that here. It is Donald Trump's falsification of business records to interfere with the 2016 election. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman noted the presence of a figure in court whose job responsibility sounded like a joke, writing that her job was to carry around a wireless printer to provide the former president with an ongoing stream of good news from the internet. But it turns out that the aide is very real. Her name is Natalie Harp, a former One American News anchor who joined Trump's communications team in March 2022. According to reporting that year by the Washington Post, Harp would even accompany the former reality TV host on golf trips in a cart equipped with a laptop and sometimes a printer to show him uplifting articles, online posts, or other materials. In Trump's chaotic inner circle, nothing is really surprising anymore, but an employee tasked with printing out good news for the tech-phobic former head of state might just take the cake for an unintentional character study. And then you see here an article from the Daily Mail. The other glamorous aide supporting Trump at his trial, meet his golf partner, Natalie Harp. And you see the photos there of her again.
This episode of the Midas Touch podcast is brought to you by Manicora Honey, also known as honey with superpowers. Let me share something sweet with you. And I mean really sweet. It's something that's become a staple in my routine, and I think you are going to love it. I'm talking about Manicora Honey. When I say honey, you might be picturing those bear-shaped bottles in the supermarket, but that is not what this is. Manicora Honey is single origin, rich, creamy, and the most delicious honey you've ever had. It's supercharged with unique antioxidants and prebiotics and is three times more than your average honey. Manicora Honey supports immunity, aids digestion, boosts energy, and helps balance inflammation. It's a game changer, and all you need is 1 to 3 teaspoons a day. On top of that, Manicora Honey has a natural antibacterial compound called MGO. Only found in Manuka honey. So if you're looking for something simple and delicious to add to your wellness routine, we found your new healthy habit. And now it's easier than ever to try Manicora honey with the starter kit. Just head to manicora.com/Midas to get $25 off. The starter kit comes with an MGO 850 plus Manuka honey, 5 honey travel sticks, a wooden spoon, plus a guidebook. Now, I love the jar and squeeze bottle, but the extra pack of compostable honey sticks is perfect for whenever you're on the go. You could bring them with you when you're traveling or need a quick snack running errands, and they are the perfect energy boost if you're out for a run or at the gym. That's manukora.com/Midas to get $25 off your starter kit. This is the ultimate honey. Indulge and try some honey with superpowers from Manicora. Look, this stuff is amazing and really provides the pump I've been looking for. I look forward to Manicora every morning. Make sure you click the link in our description or head to manicora.com/Midas and try some out today.
You know, and as our editor-in-chief Ron Filipkowski also pointed out to Tyler McBrien, Tyler McBrien's been doing a great job. He's a reporter who's embedded in the courtroom in Manhattan in the criminal trial. McBrien says, Trump is hunched over something on the table in front of him, likely the questionnaire, but it's difficult to see what it is because the view is blocked by a small computer monitor. He appears to be writing something. And look, we've been studying this here at the Midas Touch Network. And as Ron Filipkowski points out, our editor-in-chief, what he's doing is he's lining out the sections of the article that Natalie Harp has printed out for him. Then she redacts the sections that are unfavorable to him that he has crossed out. Then Trump posts the redacted articles to Truth Social without the bad stuff. And again, we've been covering so many incidents of Donald Trump doing that. The most recent incident was that Donald Trump deleted an article by Alan Dershowitz. Trump has posted yet another one of his manipulated articles to Truth Social. This is Trump's 5th altered article posted in April and his 24th overall uncovered by Midas Touch. It was a Daily Caller article That talked about Dershowitz's desire to see him defeated in 2024. There was a throwaway line like that, and Trump removed that line. And as we've been showing here on the MidasTouch.com website, Trump's article manipulation posts appear to be screenshots of actual articles, but they have been changed. These altered articles share a news organization's logo, title, and byline, but scrub out all the unfavorable content that Trump doesn't like. And here's a list. If you want to go to MidasTouch.com and click the category Media Manipulation, you can see a bunch of these stories, but here are some examples of it. Trump alters National Review article, deletes the affair allegations. Trump scrubs article of Alan Dershowitz's desire to see him defeated. Trump scrubbed flaws in Stormy Daniels' affair from Piers Morgan article. Trump removes mention of Andy Kim from manipulated article. Trump scrubs low border wall poll number from Newsweek article. Trump scrubbed a mention of possible prison time from article. Trump posted 5 manipulated articles in March. Trump deleted John Stewart's critiques from manipulated New York Times article. Trump removed mentions of Stormy Daniels' affair. Trump erased black voters' comments from an article during Black History Month. Trump has little chance of prevailing. Trump scrubs that from an article. So we've been documenting every time he does this, but that seems to be what he's doing in the courtroom there as well. And just to remind you, this is what Donald Trump did when he came out of court, where he had this little picture book that they made for him. And as I said, I mean, we know that he's falling asleep again. Maggie Haberman reported Trump appears to have fallen asleep in court again on Friday multiple times. It happened several times just now. His eyes were closed for extended periods and his head dropped down twice. We know he was kind of like lurching at jurors and kind of staring at jurors in a very creepy way. And at one point, the judge admonished him to stop threatening these prospective jurors. So they also, his lawyers want to give him this picture book in order to distract him. This is when Donald Trump came out with his picture book from court. Here's an example of it. Play this clip.
Jonathan Turley, Greg Jarrett, Andrew McCarthy, every one of them saying they caught a zombie case, meaning it is no case. And they say, is it constitutional? They don't think the case is. These are all stories that have taken place over the last few days. Take a
look at that. And here's another example of it right here.
That's a nice headline. I'd like to read that one, too. But every one of them lies about the case. Justice is on trial. You know, the whole world is watching this New York scam.
Just a reminder for you as well, you know, we had Miles Taylor on, who used to work in the Trump administration. He was also anonymous and who wrote the New York Times book. And he would high up in the national security apparatus. And he told me during an interview how he would have to share with Donald Trump intelligence in order to get Donald Trump to pay attention here. This was from, I think we did this interview over a year ago, but play this clip.
This 50-page memo that we would normally give to any other president about what his options are is something Trump literally can't read. The man doesn't read. We've got to boil this down into a one-pager in his voice. And so I had to write this incandescently stupid memo called something like, Afghanistan, how to put America first and win. And then bullet by bullet, I summed up this highly classified memo into Trump's sort of bombastic language, because it was the only way he was going to understand. I mean, I literally said in there, you know, if we leave Afghanistan too fast, the terrorists will call us losers. But if we want to be seen as winners, we need to make sure the Afghan forces have the strength to push back against these criminals. I mean, it was that dumb. And that's how you had to talk to him.
You know, also what I'm hearing from my sources in the courtroom, and I'm not making this up, but I don't mean to make light of it. You know, I'm truly hearing that, that Donald Trump is passing gas in the courtroom, and that he's has an incredibly foul odor. And like his lawyers, it's really actually affecting his lawyers, and that he continues to pass gas like in the courtroom while he's sleeping. And again, I'm hearing about that from fairly credible people in the courtroom who are by him. And you could take it however you want to take it and say, maybe they're just saying that to me because they know, but it's fairly credible people giving me that information as well. And I hear it's just completely, just absolutely putrid to be around him. And it's like becoming a thing to how horrid he smells in the courtroom. So there you have it. Meet Natalie Harp, whose job is to follow Donald Trump around with a printer and print out favorable articles about him. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers. Thanks for watching.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.